Welcome to the Health Pulse podcast. I'm Dr. Connor Delaney, CEO and President of Cleveland Clinic Florida. My special guest for today is Dr. Alberto Pioretti. He is a urologic oncologist at Cleveland Clinic Florida. He's been with us at Cleveland Clinic since last year, and his clinical practice focuses on the surgical treatment of genital and urinary cancers. Today, we're going to discuss a really special patient story. Andrea, the patient, lives in Venezuela, and she's a busy wife and mother of two young boys. After she was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma at the age of 36, Andrea's only option in Venezuela was to have her entire kidney removed. However, after she traveled 1,400 miles to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital for a second opinion with Dr. Pioretti, she was able to find a different treatment path. Alberto, thank you for coming onto the podcast to share more about Andrea and her case.
Thank you very much for the invitation today.
Well, it's great to have you here and learn from your expertise. Alberto, maybe you could start by giving us a brief summary of your background and your clinical expertise.
So, as you mentioned, I'm a urologic oncologist. I did urology at Mass General Hospital, which is one of the Harvard institutions. And then I spent 2 years doing urologic oncology at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, and recently joined Cleveland Clinic Florida to help taking care of complex urologic oncology patients in the community.
Well, that's a great background and track record and experience. And as you know, we're delighted to have you here as part of the team. So moving on, maybe what can you tell us about your patient, Andrea? Could you give us a brief background of maybe her initial symptoms and diagnosis in Venezuela and why she decided to travel to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital for care?
Yeah, so well, as you mentioned, you know, Andrea, she was 36 years old at that point. She had an incidental finding since she had multiple episodes of urinary tract infection. The primary care physician decided to do a renal bladder ultrasound. And during a renal ultrasound, it was found to have an operable renal mass that was, a decent size. And at that point, she was evaluated locally in Venezuela. And basically, her options were very limited, and they offered her to do a radical nephrectomy, which in my honest opinion, I don't think that is a wrong approach. But basically, she was looking for options where she could potentially spare her kidney. So we were contacted here at Cleveland Clinic Florida. We take a look at the images, and she came here for a second opinion. And you know, after we analyzed her case, we offered two things that are very unique to the center, and we offer the possibility of doing a partial nephrectomy, where we preserve the kidney in order to keep as much kidney function for the future, but also to remove the cancer so we could give her the best of the two worlds, which is, you know, cancer control and the possibility of preserving the kidney function for the future. And on the other hand, you know, having kidney cancer at the age of 36 is a very rare diagnosis. So we offered her some genetic screening to be sure that she was not carrying a mutation that could predispose her to have more tumors in the future, and that could also potentially help her family in case she had one of those mutations.
That's a good plan, and we'll talk through it in more detail. But I guess she was lucky in a way, first, that she was really asymptomatic. If she hadn't had her urinary tract infections, which weren't caused by the tumor, and would never have had an ultrasound, and this would never have been found. But so her initial evaluation in Venezuela was very different from the evaluation you provided after seeing her. What enabled you specifically to provide this different course of action for her?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is the tools that we have here to make more precise diagnosis, better quality of images, and then the expertise that we have. We not only have urologists, we don't have surgeons who only specialize in one technique. We have physicians who are specialized in the disease process that are able to see the disease from every single angle to offer the patient the best quality and care. On the other hand, we are a high volume center that is able to take care of these diseases very frequently. So our experience doing this kind of surgery is quite high, which doesn't happen all around the world.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the keys, having experienced, trained teams who see enough number of patients that they're practiced at all of the options. And obviously the options for management of of kidney cancer have changed over the years. It used to always be a radical nephrectomy, much like breast cancer. And now we've got much more minimally invasive ways of managing it and ways that are more protective of the original organ. But maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the pieces of technology and the clinical innovation that have made it possible to effectively treat somebody like Andrea's kidney cancer and yet still maintain healthy kidney function.
Well, going from simple things, you know, the quality of our cross-sectional images, CT scan and MRIs has improved significantly over the years. That allows us to see with more detail what's happening in the organ. And then our surgical experience has improved, and we can with multiple technologies, like going from open surgery to laparoscopic to robotic surgery. And while the cancer outcomes may not change from one to the other one, the recovery and the fact that the patient could go back to return her normal life sooner is a significant impact in a patient. In her case, we were able to do a robotic partial nephrectomy where the incisions measure around 8 millimeters each of them. One of them, we have to make it a little bigger in order for us to remove the kidney, but that allows her to go back to her normal life as soon as possible. You know, she was walking the following day without problems, and she was able to go home right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly minimally invasive approaches really improve the recovery afterwards. But there's also evidence that's been developed around partial nephrectomy now to show that that's safe and appropriate for carefully selected cancers. So maybe you'd talk a little bit about how you select the cancers that are appropriate for that type of treatment.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So, you know, we want to do partial nephrectomies in patients that we think that, first of all, saving the remnant of the kidney makes sense, and it's going to give them a good function for the future. In patients who, if we remove that kidney, they may end on dialysis, we want to maximize kidney preservation to try to avoid a potential side effect that could really impact their quality of life in a significant way. And the other thing is because renal dysfunction has been associated with a higher cardiovascular problems in the future. Okay. So while cancer control could be the same in appropriately selected patients, a partial nephrectomy may give them a better quality of life with less complications in the future.
Thanks. Good explanation. Maybe talk a little more specifically about how Andrea recovered after her surgery. Traditionally, you know, an open nephrectomy obviously was a large quadrant incision, took a while to recover after it and a few days to get out of the hospital. Talk about how the minimally invasive approaches have really changed that for patients and how quickly people can get going.
Yeah, well, she had a pretty amazing outcome. Surgery took around 2 hours. She was able to transition to a regular floor where she was working the same day. She was able to go home the following day, walking around, minimal discomfort and pain, and tolerating a regular diet. You know, in general, the fact that we're able to do this complex surgery through minimal incisions really improved the quality of life of the patients, allowing them to go back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. We've certainly experienced that in colorectal surgery over the last 20 years. So here at Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital, we see more than 5,000 international patients each year, patients who travel from other countries to seek care from us. What do you believe makes Weston Hospital such a care destination for individuals from around the globe?
You know, Cleveland Clinic, Florida, particularly Weston, is a very special place. It's an integrated academic place. And at least from my perspective, as a person who specializes in cancer, it allows me to offer a multidisciplinary approach to our patients, offering the best quality of care. What I mean with that is a lot of these cancers need to be seen by radiation oncologists, medical oncologists, and surgeons. Coming to a place like Cleveland Clinic allows to see the patient from every single angle, not only analyzing the disease process, analyzing the patient's characteristics so we could offer them the best that someone could take.
Absolutely. I think that multidisciplinary approach is absolutely critical, particularly for cancer. But we've also been lucky that we get great community support. So maybe you could talk a little bit about the role that philanthropy played in helping acquire the latest technology and supporting research and innovation.
Yeah, so philanthropy is huge in our institution, and I think for any academic institution is huge. In order for us to continue with our mission of providing the best patient care and to participate in research, including clinical trials, to be able to offer new hopes for the patients, we need the help of our community to keep this project going forward.
Absolutely. Well stated. And they're such important partners for us as we try and improve and provide the highest end care to the communities and the patients who come to us. So finally, what would you say are some of the key takeaways from this case?
You know, we have the technology to treat this type of patients. We have the expertise. We not only have surgeons who train in using one technique, we have surgeons who specialize in a disease process that can, with a support team that is able to give the best care and the best outcome to all these patients.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the highest end healthcare is a team game, right? Having the right people exactly. And the right equipment and the right place.
No doubt.
I agree. I think we've been able to put that together. So, Alberto, I just want to say thank you so much for the incredibly valuable insight and that you've been able to give us into Andrea's case. Hearing about experiences like hers really help us understand the real world impact that has advanced medical care and has helped our patients' lives. So thank you again for your time. I really appreciate having you on.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
And to our listeners, to learn more about our urological care here at Cleveland Clinic Florida, please visit ccf.org. And please join me next time on our next episode of the Health Pulse podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe to this podcast so you never miss out on our latest episodes.